This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to hour number two on 104.3 FM. WQAM, Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris up with you till 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much. Our first hour, we had Coach Raul Orr, the head coach from Mater Dei, on. They'll be playing St. Thomas Aquinas this Saturday afternoon. We had Coach Matt DeBuck from Cardinal Gibbons right here in Fort Lauderdale. They'll be in action on Thursday evening against Archbishop McCarthy, also part of the Broward County National Showcase. And just got done talking with head coach Massey Hallimariam, the head coach at St. Francis Academy of Baltimore. They'll be playing Chaminade Madonna at 8 o'clock on ESPN2 on Saturday evening. Can't go out. Mostly all these games will be on TV in some sort, Beacon TV, and we'll have some games as well. As we break into college for a few minutes, 31st of August is right around the corner, and we have been waiting for that day for a long, long time. University of Miami will be kicking off the 2025 season against Notre Dame, defending national runner-up. And we'll be a home game. We'll be at 7:30. We'll be live around the country. And it's about time that we get back to college football, because there's a lot to be excited about if you're a University of Miami fan. And our next guest definitely is a University of Miami fan, graduate of University of Miami, and our pregame co-host, Brian Monroe. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time, and I know you're excited about this season.
Blue, you know I'm excited. I can't wait. You know, when you saw that schedule and future schedule opening up Labor Day weekend, no other game on, underneath the lights, the Hard Rock Stadium. We all know what happened last time. Notre Dame came down here underneath the lights. I'm expecting the same type of atmosphere from our fans, and looking forward to a great game.
A lot of changes on this team. I mean, they're, you know, I mean, all new receivers. Yeah, a couple of them were there from last year. New quarterback, obviously, one of the most prolific, if not the prolific, one-season quarterback in Cam Ward. And then on the defensive side of the ball, front seven looking pretty good and pretty stable. But the secondary last year was awful. I mean, and that cost Miami a chance to get in the national championship hunt. And also, you know, down the stretch, just didn't play very well. But there have been changes made, especially in the defensive secondary. I mean, if you look at last year as compared to what we're going to see on the 31st, night and day, talk about that defense and how much improved that's going to be this year, especially with Coach Heatherman coming over from Minnesota.
Oh, I love Coach Heatherman. Being able to speak to him a couple times, one thing I do love about him is that he was a teacher first, right? And if you look at this staff, one of the best coaches on this staff was a teacher first, and that was Alex Mirabal. I like that about him, because you're able to, you know, take different information and be able to implement it to different kids that might learn a different way. He's about communication, and we had a lot of miscommunication last year, especially in obviously that Syracuse game. But you look at this defense, going to practice, this secondary has drastically changed, and in a good way. A lot of these kids have size. I was very impressed with, you know, Jacoby Thomas coming over from Tennessee. Obviously, Xavier Lucas, big corner. Keontae Scott, big nickel. And then you got Poser, and the other safety's got size on him as well. So just looking at those guys flying around, wanting the ability to come up and tackle. Speaking of guys that I know at Tennessee, they were upset when Jacoby Thomas left. And then you have depth behind him, too, with Ethan O'Connor coming up from Washington State. He's got great ball ability, ball skills. And then you also got Charles Brantley, which came from Michigan State, very productive there. A lot smaller frame, but very productive as well. I think the guy that most excites me in this defense, and it's something we've missed in a long time, is Muhammad Toure, the linebacker from Rutgers, who Heatherman coached up there. He is that true 6'2", 240-pound linebacker, thumper. And we're going to need that opening night because they have two great running backs in Jeremiah Love, preseason All-American, and also Price behind him, 1-2-14, 1-2-10. So it's going to be a long night. So getting him and him being healthy and seeing him on film, that's the type of linebacker we have been missing the last couple of years.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And then, obviously, one of the guys that you didn't mention is O.J. Frederick, a guy who started as a true freshman last year, coming back with one full year, all ACC freshman team, and definitely one of the top players. But, you know, with all the talent on the front, you know, in the front seven, and obviously we know that Reuben Bain's a beast and obviously somebody. But I think Akeem Messidor, who's played more football than anybody on this team, coming back just as not just a great playmaker, but somebody who is a leader and a leader by example and great in the locker room. Talk about him, because I think he really gets overlooked when talking about a key part of this team. Because remember, Brian, this is somebody who is older. He's been around, so the younger guys are going to gravitate to him. And he and Bain are like best friends.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Akeem, right, the biggest thing is his availability, right? He's been nicked up here, and that's the reason why he hasn't been able to achieve his full potential. But he's still coming back with 5.5 sacks from last year. So if we can say that he stays healthy, can he get it to that double-digit sack number? I think so. Like you mentioned, he is a leader in the locker room. A lot of the young guys look up to them. And, you know, I think having that depth of real talent behind him will help him out and push him a little bit more, right? Because now you're talking about there is some real five-star depth behind him. You know, Lightfoot's out there looking better. Blunt's out there looking good. You bring in, you know, the freshman Hayden Lowe as well. He doesn't even look like a freshman. And I think that's going to help Messidor take that next step because he can feel the pressure from the young guys that if I step off this field, I might not get my position back. Now, that's kind of what it was back in the day. Nobody wanted to take a rep off. Nobody wanted to take a game off because you knew the guys behind you would take your job. So I think having that depth that Coach Cristobal has done the last couple of years and stacking that talent defense, I think that's really going to help Akeem Messidor. And I truly want to see these guys take the next step, right? Because you have some five stars there. You have a Justin Scott. You have a Blunt. Okay, so let's start living up to that five-star billing. You know, Bain coming back healthy. You know, he's getting some preseason love about being a potential first-round pick. Okay, let's take that next step. Let's be consistent. Let's see it.
Yeah, no doubt. Brian Monroe joining us in the time we have left. You look up front. I mean, Markell Bell and Ryan Rodriguez and James Brockemeyer and Anais Cooper, and then obviously the stud, Francis Mauanoa, plus a bunch of backups that are ready to come in. You look 4 years ago and Alex Donohoe and I were talking about it. It was the weakest part of the whole offense. Now it's by far the strongest. Talk about that offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's Coach Cristobal, right? We knew coming into it when Coach Cristobal is coming back as your coach, you're going to have an offensive line. Doesn't matter where he went in the country, he had dudes. And you look up front, like you mentioned, you get a Markell Bell from JUCO, and now all of a sudden he had to go in because Rivers got injured, got that great playing time, and now he comes to starting left tackle. Ryan Rodriguez started against Florida, got injured. Matthew McCoy was able to come in and step in. Now you have two really good left guards. You know, obviously, don't even talk about the right side. Those guys are good. Cooper, Francis Mauanoa, we know what they do. But then he goes into the transfer portal again 3 years in a row and gets one of the best centers in the transfer portal. I don't worry about any guy that Coach Cristobal and Mariball bring in on the offensive line because I trust them. If you look at the last two guys, this guy is one highly touted coming out of high school, went to Alabama, then transferred to TCU, now coming over. He looks like your prototypical center that you want, just a guy that loves football. He's older. He's smart. He'll be able to get all the calls. You got an older quarterback behind you, Carson Beck. I think that Carson Beck now will have more of that season he had in 2023 when Georgia was Georgia up front and the running game instead of 2024 where Georgia did not look like Georgia at all and the running game was horrible.
No doubt. Talk about Carson Beck in the minute or so we have left.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Carson's Carson, right? I mean, he's one of the, you know, what did he come in, 25-3 up in Georgia. Everyone talks about he had a horrible 2024, well, that horrible year yardage-wise would have been second most yards in the last 20 to 25 years at the University of Miami besides Cam Ward last year. So everyone kept talking about Cam. Oh, he turns over the ball too much. He has too many big plays. He fumbles too much. Okay, well, he didn't play in an offensive line like he had with Coach Cristobal. The offensive line that he had at Georgia in 2023, you're going to see that with Miami. I think he's going to have a lot more time. He's got really good running backs behind him. Coach Dawson's going to let him do a lot of things that he likes at Georgia, implement it into the game, and also let him check at the line if he sees something and really just be able to play his game. I expect Carson Beck to have kind of a jump like Cam Ward. I'm not going to go and say he's the number one pick, but I can see him right now going from a second or third round grade to a first round quarterback.
Yeah, good stuff. 13 days away, you'll hear Brian Monroe on our pregame with Danny Hollywood, and this season's going to be much anticipated. Brian, I can't thank you enough for joining us. We'll have you on during the season. I'm looking forward to joining you guys, talking recruiting as well, and appreciate you as always, man. Keep up the great work, and keep studying that team, because I'll tell you what, these new faces are going to change the entire complexion of this season.
Oh, man, if we had another hour, I could keep talking about these freshmen that I saw practicing, Malachi Tony, Joshua Moore, Wiley on defense. I mean, there's just so many guys that you're very interested to see how do they work their way into the first couple of games since, obviously, night one, Notre Dame. Do I trust you as a true freshman? I'm excited to see what they do.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Chaminade looked good last week. They played West Boca, a team from Palm Beach County, and certainly it looks like another good year. But when we join you and Danny on the 31st, we'll talk about some of these studs and some of the guys that figure, and we'll talk a little bit about Joshua Moore and some of the freshmen that have an opportunity like Malachi Tony to impact this team. Bri, I can't thank you, man. Thanks.
Absolutely, man. Have a great night.
Good stuff. Brian Monroe brings it strong and very knowledgeable, knows this football inside and out, and we can't wait to join him coming up on the 31st on the pregame, our pregame segment right here on 104.3 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.